Rick Braun. Oh, yes, Boney James. That's right. Groovers, baby. This is what we do. Hey, welcome to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Oh, that's right. We're here for you. Hey, Mad Mike, where are you? I'm looking for you. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, this is problems. I'm right here with you. All right. I think this is our fifth show, and each and every one previously has been a stone blast, folks. So kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy Wild Will, Mad Mike, Coast to Coast. We're going to have a fun show tonight.
Nice.
Yes. And you guys already know, we just mix it up. We play jazz, blues, and Mike even talk. We might even throw in some opera here, country, some hip hop,
absolutely,
all over the place, folks. Because our job or our mission is to bring you music that you may or may not have heard before, and kind of broaden your horizons as far as your musical pleasure is. And you might be surprised. It might be some songs that you haven't heard, or some genres that you don't listen to, and you said, "Oh, man, maybe I'll do that." Okay. Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm excellent, sir. Thank you for having me on your show. Well, I agree completely with you. I really love playing different music and exposing myself. And hopefully between you and I, we're going to expose everyone out there to like stuff they haven't heard forever.
Right.
Maybe when they were in high school or something.
Right.
Or stuff that they have never heard ever, ever, ever. And I really appreciate this.
We promise you that. I have
rock, I have country, one jazz, blues, opera, rap. You know what? We're going to play it all.
We're going to play it all.
And I don't think William knows I'm going to say this, but if you want to hear something, all of you out there know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
All of you know how to get a hold of us. If you want to hear something special or in particular that makes you happy, let us know. We're going to play it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Mike, I see that you have the old flyer up. You have 1D. It's 2Ds. Okay.
Is it?
Edit that. Mike, you got to change. Edit that, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to edit that. Oh, folks. Oh, this is a, well, actually, it's a joke. Sort of a joke, but not really, right? Because when you spell mad, I don't want you guys to have the connotation or the belief that Mike is a mad guy, because he's nothing like that at all. He's always fun, always cheerful. And can you believe he's an ex-police officer? Ex-law enforcement officer, rather.
Don't tell on me, man. Don't tell on me. Now you're going to get parts and letters. We're both going to be in trouble.
Yeah, let's get in trouble. Okay, I don't care. But anyway, buddy, oh, man, this is so much fun. I want to say this, though. We're going to play a lot of great music, right? And we have some things. Now, we also have the Mad Pick that we're going to insert at some point of the show, right? And the Wild Pick. Mike, I'm going to say something that we didn't talk about off air. Why don't we open it up to the audience, too? Why don't we, each week we have an audience pick?
Yes.
Guys, if you have a favorite song or something like that, tell you how you do this. Okay. You can email us, William@studiowbuzz.com. William@studiowbuzz.com. Okay. You can go to the website and leave a comment. And if you want to hear this show again or you want to share with a friend, just go to archives on the home page, right? But the best way to get a message to me, I'm going to give you my number, okay? 909-910-0265. Text it to me. That's the fastest way to get it to me, okay? 909-910-0265. And so we will have, and we'll even do it tonight if you have that number, or just send us in a request, okay? And we will do that for you, okay? Just make sure that it, okay. It has to be clean. Let's put it that way. As long as it's clean, we'll do it. But, anyway, Mike, let's get to the music. We'll come back with more commentary and let's have fun.
Hey, buddy. I'm trying to fix my screen, but it's not working for me, so it may be this way the rest of the night.
Oh, well, okay, we'll go with it. Don't worry about it. Let's get to the music. Be right back, folks. Nice. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, nice. Coast to Coast.
Oh, that's my song.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Let's do it.
In the ceiling, hey, ooh, baby, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly?
Right. Hey, like that. I like that. Mike, Sugar, Robin Schultz. Hey, it's pretty cool, man. Right, right? Hey,
it's got a great video to it, by the way. A lot of the stuff that I pick up on for music and such, I pick up off of YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So some of these things that I would encourage all of you to go back and listen to on YouTube, because when you watch the video, it adds a whole nother dimension to the music itself.
It does.
So it does.
You know, and also something else that enhances the music. And if you knew a little bit about it, a little bit about the artist, you know, the history, the background, the life, the legacy, what inspired these artists, I think that your appreciation for music will grow even more. Because Mike, you enjoy the show that we do on Monday nights. That's Monday Night Madness with yours truly and the professor. This cat, he's a walking musical library, so to speak, you know? And
way
I just.
Way more than you and I.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, that's why I have him on. Hey, Mike.
He puts us to shame.
You know, the sign of genius is to be able to surround yourself with smart people. Okay, that's what I do. That's right. That's right. Well,
then why am I here?
I was a mic because present company is included. All right. Take it. And be right back. This is Wild Will and Mad Mike coast to coast. Folks, we love doing this. We bring it to you each and every Thursday. Superstition, Stevie Wonder. Yeah, man. Superstition. Stevie Wonder. Oh, a living icon, Stevie. I had a chance of meeting Stevie Wonder once, Mike, in person down in New Orleans, right? And I was fortunate enough. I had an agent that had his bodyguard as her client, And we went to New Orleans, and not for that, but the bonus was that he was performing that weekend. Had a concert, man, there, and we were able to get backstage passes, and afterwards I had a chance to meet him personally.
Nice.
Very, very, very nice. Very nice. Super. Hey, something I want to say, I don't know, Mike, I'm sure you tuned in earlier before our broadcast started, and I believe, I'm not sure whether you heard it or not, but Miss CeCe's Kitchen come on each Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, just before this show. And the tag is a program that stirs up controversial issues, right? And so, but tonight she had a very special show because she was talking about how people, and we're talking about especially during this time of year, how a lot of people are having a great time, but you have some people that are suffering, you know? And was talking about not only giving maybe a physical gift, but also maybe something to pick someone up during this time of year. You know, and nice. And I believe that music is a pick me up also, a pick me upper or upper, yeah. But however you want to put it, but it's something soothing about music. And Mike, you and I, we talked about this before. Something soothing about music.
Well, we don't just talk about it, William. We actually do it.
We do, absolutely, absolutely. We do. And I've had programs with you and I were on. And I don't know whether I shared this with you or not, but I've always, a lot of times I will, someone will text me and I'll send you a copy of that text, but I may get two or three texts during the course of a program. And I've even had people to tell me, wow, man, I needed that. I had a rough day. Oh, wow. You know, and it helps them because it gets them away from the humdrum or whatever it was on their mind. And hopefully, folks, we can provide that for you. And also,
and it gives them perspective in their life.
It does. It does.
Because I appreciate when people talk to me, you and my friends, mm-hmm. and people. I met a guy yesterday at the American Legion where I frequent. But this guy was a railroad operator, engineer, and he gave me a complete different perspective on his life. Mm. Which added to my life, uh-huh. which I couldn't thank him enough for that, because the more perspective you have, it's like we've talked about this in the past. It's like when you have a diamond, mm. the more facets or the cuts on the diamond, the make it more valuable.
Absolutely.
So what you add to your life with knowledge and experience mm-hmm. and perspective adds to your life.
It does. It does. And we're going to come back with more of that right after a few more songs. And folks, keep in mind, we've got a mad pick coming up sometime in the show. And we've got a wild pick. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
We've got a mad pick and a wild pick.
A mad pick and a wild pick. This is Mad Mike and Wild Will, right? But also, we invite you to send us your picks.
Please.
All right? Oh, we want you to engage as well.
Please.
Yeah, please do that. All right, folks. Hey, Mike.
Help us shape the show for you.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
As the audience, help us shape the show. If you want to hear a certain genre of music or whatever, or certain shows, I'm sorry, I'm waving hands here. It doesn't right. work out very well with this background. But, yeah, let us know what you want to, and send us pictures. We'll put your pictures up here. You and your animals and you and your life experiences. We'd love to see it.
Let's have fun.
We'd love to see you. 7-Up?
Yeah, 7-Up is always
seven
there. 7-Up? 7-Up?
I want 7-Up. I want to see some pictures from you, girl.
I don't know. 7-Up is sort of incognito, you know? That's why,
right.
that's why, yeah, that's why she has a tagline 7-Up, right?
I get it.
We've got, and then we have, Kim Rogers. She's always listening.
Yep.
Beverly Hayes
Send
is there. Tone Loke out here in, my brother, by the way, out here in Richmond, Virginia. Clayton, I have another brother in Clayton. He listens often. And wow. I cannot forget the lovely Doreen. Doreen. Hey, Doreen, how are you? Oh, by the way, Mike, she said, oh, you guys called my name, you know. Of course, you know.
Well, I'll do it again. Hi, Doreen.
Hey, Doreen.
Hey, with us.
That's right. Hey, Mike, Man, I wish I had picked this one. Walk on the Wild Side. You stole my, oh man, I can't believe you did this to me.
Well, that's how I roll.
I know.
Is that a good saying still? That's how I roll.
Yeah, I love it. We'll be right back.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fashion. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
For you,
ooh baby,
Jim Freeze.
Great cover. Really nice cover. Yes.
To the one I love. To the one
I love. So again,
Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast.
We're trying to do here with coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Oh,
is
man.
To expose you to maybe stuff you've never heard ever. Or things you haven't heard in decades.
That's
so
it.
We're gonna play your favorite songs, but we're also gonna interject songs that maybe you've never heard.
That's it. That's
or
it.
Covers that you've never heard.
That's exactly right.
Because I feel it's beneficial for all of us to expand our horizons on music.
It's healthy. Good music is healthy.
Yeah.
You know, there's some music now. Mike and I, if you guys haven't figured out right now, okay, Mike has a list and I have a list, right? And so we intertwine our list each week, right? I'll pick one from his list and I'll pick one from mine. And that's what we go with, right? We switch it up. You're going to hear a lot of different music. There are a few genres that you won't hear. Gangster rap? No.
No.
No. Okay, we're not doing that.
No.
Heavy metal.
No, we're not going to do evil stuff. That's evil.
Come on.
You know, that kind of music is evil, and we're not going to do that.
Couldn't agree more. But we're going to mix it up. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some chatter. Mike, I do have one correction. You misspoke on something, sir.
Did I mess up? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. It is not my show. It's our show. Okay, get it straight. Okay, will you do that?
Well, no, that's fine. You corrected me. And, you know, I was talking to my ex-wife yesterday.
Uh huh.
And I told her, I said, you know what, you really need to embrace your mistakes in life. You really need to embrace your mistakes in life. You know what she did?
What did she
hugged me.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
Didn't work out so well. Hey, can you play some music and get me out of here, please?
Yeah, okay. Etta James, I'd rather go blind. How about that?
Yes.
Mad Mike, while we'll coast and coast. One of my all-time favorites, all-time favorite recording artist, Randy Crawford, Living in the World of Fools.
I've got to ask you something, William.
Yes, sir, please.
I mean, you and I talk a lot about our moms, and I hope my brother's listening.
Please continue.
I want to ask you, because my mother used to portray the verbiage in that song, which people are fools. Mm. And I totally like love and respect my mom. Mm-hmm. But I miss her.
Oh boy.
What did your mom teach you? Number one, that you never lost sight of.
Oh wow. Please.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. The one thing that sticks with me, most of all with my mom, was respect everyone. Please and thank you.
Yes.
That's the thing that always resonates with me with my mom. She taught me to respect others, right? And I'll never forget that. And speaking of my mom, and she's no longer with me either, she would open up her door to anyone who needed something to eat. Okay. She was always there. If there was a cause, whether it was, political, she was always behind the scenes, right? And she would do things, man, for the community. She always lent a helping hand. She was, an activist, so to speak. I mean, she was out there, right? But she always was behind the scenes she was for right. She taught me something, Mike. She says, look, if you do right, right will always follow you.
Well, it's the thing that you and I speak about privately, but it's good versus evil. And our moms, because you and I have spoken so many times about this, our moms have always taught us good versus evil.
Yep.
And we followed that. And I think you are a better person because of it. And I hope I am too.
I know you are, buddy. I know you are. And because I know you personally, folks, I know this man personally. And Mike, I tell you, how many years, finally, because you've always known that I've had this, a radio station, right? And I said, Mike, you've got to come on with me one day. We've got to do something together. Remember? And finally, it is true.
I do. No, it's true.
It is. But, when you were, working in your other vocations, I'm going to leave that alone. When you're working in your other vocations, you didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of extra stuff, right? I know that to be a fact. But I said, when you decided to just retire, I hate using the word retire. You may leave one vocation, but you're still doing something. You're playing music. You're going around. You're spreading joy. Hey, speaking of which, folks, you guess what? You can have Mad Mike and Wild Will at your next birthday party or your next anniversary celebration, you know, or the birth of a child, or just because you want to have a party. What am I talking about?
Celebration of life, weddings, birthday parties.
Right.
If you want us to be part of that and include people from coast to coast, which is the name of this
podcast
that we're doing.
Yeah.
We can do that for you if you wish.
That's right.
And we'll include everyone from, around the world.
Around the world. Coast to coast. Anywhere.
It's not even coast to coast. If you want us to be part of making a happy occasion, really happy,
right,
we're in.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, Mike, how many times have you talked to someone in another state or something like, Mike, say, we had this great celebration. You said, I wish I could have been there.
I wish I was there.
Guess what? You can make it happen. We can do this for you. Hey, tell you what. I'm going to talk slowly because I've been accused of being a fast talker. Okay. I don't know how to take that.
Slick Willie. Slick Willie.
Don't do that. Mike. Just this week.
Mike,
you have no idea. There's somebody listening right now that called me that, and I know she's chuckling too. Yeah. Mike, see?
Well, good. Bless her.
I know she's, oh my. I can't believe he did this to me, folks. I can't. my buddy, my friend. Only a good friend would do this to you, okay? Just expose you to the world, okay? All right, okay. Anyway, see, you got me off. Oh my God, I can't believe he did this. But anyway, Slick Willie. Oh my God. Oh, I got a story to tell you. You know, part of my business also, we do the radio program, but also I have a financial business, right? And I had a client in my office one day, and this was a high powered client, you know, everything is going well. And I was in my office and another, broker called me, and I took his call and I had him on speaker. The first thing came out of his mouth was, Slick Willie. I said, oh my God. I lost that deal. That's a true story. Thanks, Mike.
So listen, I'm going to be honest here. On the other side of things, William is a wonderful financial advocate. So if you have some financial needs or wants or desires, you know, get a hold of him somewhere along the way here. But he's done me right very much for almost 10 years. So,
And folks, that was truly unsolicited, but you can call me at 909-910-0265.
Yeah. And William, you can send me like $20 at, I love Mike. Send me $20.
Yeah, I've got something for you right now. El Paso.
Oh, there we go.
Marty Robbins.
Love it.
Be right back.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
A long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away.
A couple of wonderful artists.
Yep.
The sunlight surely hurts my eyes.
Like, love it.
I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Maria, thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing.